Spying on your neighbors maybe isn't all that neighborly, turns out. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. Internet-connected doorbells with cameras built in are becoming very popular. Amazon-owned Ring is the best-known product. Google also has the Nest Hello. But the phenomenon of doorbell video has privacy experts worried about the potential for misuse and abuse of these home surveillance devices by people who are shaming each other or labeling other people as suspicious, and by the companies who might have access to video at a level that customers aren't aware of. Laura Nareen used to teach data science ethics at NYU. Now she's director of research at Obsidian Security. She says part of the problem is that owners of video doorbells are filming a lot more territory than the terms of service say they should.
It puts a lot of the onus on the person who installs the camera, and I think a lot of the people who own these cameras are not aware that they're not allowed to point them at the public street or into their neighbors' yards. And I happen to be on the Ring platform myself as a user, and I can see that people are violating that particular point of the terms and service agreement left and right. And it leads to a lot of kind of community policing that might not be exactly fair or just.
And then what access does Ring or Amazon have to the videos that are filmed on these cameras?
Yeah, so Ring is pretty clear in its terms and conditions that people are allowing Ring employees to access videos, not live streams, but cached videos. And in order to train the artificial intelligence to be better at recognizing neighbors, because they're trying to roll out a feature where they use facial recognition to match with the people that are considered safe. So if I have the Ring cameras, I can say, all these are safe people. Here's pictures of my kids, my neighbors. If it's not one of these people, consider them unsafe. So that's a new technology. They need to be able to train their algorithms to recognize who's a person, what's a car, what's a cat. Some subset of the videos that are being uploaded just for typical usage are then being shared with their research team in the Ukraine.
And then in terms of the sort of overall legal framework for consent, you know, whether it's the terms of service, the ability to opt out, the ability to not be filmed by my neighbor when I'm on the street, it feels like our legal framework is nowhere near able to deal with this sort of like self-surveillance on a mass scale that we seem to be moving toward.
No, we really have a very version 1.0 understanding of consent procedures. But I think as it's framed now, one company taking a fairly substantial amount of profit from a system where most of the people ending up on the app, I'm imagining, are not the owners of the cameras. So the people benefiting from the service and the people profiting from the service aren't the ones who are sacrificing their privacy. So there's a big disjuncture there. We don't have consent procedures that work at the group level.
Laura Nareen is director of research at Obsidian Security. The Intercept and The Information reported recently on Ring's Ukrainian research teams and their access to customer videos. Ring told us only a small number of employees can see videos and only with explicit consent. And now for some related links. Last month, privacy experts at the ACLU sounded the alarm about an Amazon patent application that would combine doorbell video with facial recognition technology and then match people who come to your door with a database of suspicious people. And you could even upload photos of people you think are suspicious. What could go wrong? Now, this is kind of what Ring's Neighbors app already does, but not quite as automatically. The story is at our website, marketplacetech.org, along with a story from CNET about Neighbors and how it's become a sort of other next door, where most of the posts are videos taken from doorbells and security cameras. Just this week, the city of Houston said it will partner with Ring to use the Neighbors app for real-time safety alerts and to monitor for crimes. Now, not for nothing, Laura Nareen pointed out in our interview that one of the things all these posts and cameras do is make us think there's a lot more crime than there actually is. Crime rates in most of the U.S. are historically low and have been dropping for years. But then again, fear sells connected doorbells. In other bummer privacy news this week, Kate O'Neill wrote a piece in Wired about the meme that's going around Facebook right now, where people are posting profile pictures of themselves 10 years ago and today. She speculates that, realistically, the meme was probably thought up by Facebook as an easy way to collect some time-stamped photos to help train its facial recognition algorithms. Now, to be clear, we have no idea if that's true or not. But remember the same time last year when there was that fun Google Arts and Culture app that let you match your face to famous portraits in the art world? And then everyone was like, this is probably a facial recognition training tool. Google said at the time that it was not using selfies for anything other than art matching, but it does tell you that people are getting a little more suspicious about the steady march of technology. It also tells you that this is why we can't have fun things. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.